22 Alaskans were named to the 8-member U.S. Olympic cross-country ski team today. Keegan Randall and James Southam will be heading to Vancouver next month. This will be the third time Randall takes part in the Olympic Games. She was the first American woman to win a world championship silver medal in the freestyle sprint last year. She's also the first woman to win a World Cup race. Southam is competing in his second Olympics. He recently won his 5th national title at the U.S. National Ski Championships in Anchorage. The two competitors train with the Alaska Pacific University cross-country team. Coach Eric Flora says when he took over the team 4 years ago, he had two goals. One was being the fittest athletes, and the second was to turn that into ski-specific fitness.
What that meant was that for 4 years, we've been training for 11 months out of the year, twice a day. We've skied every month for those 11 months, and we've kind of established ourselves as some of the fittest and the best technical skiers in the world at this point.
With a near constant smile, Keegan Randall said it was an honor for them to be able to represent the United States and Alaska in the upcoming Olympics.
So it was pretty exciting to get the news today that we will be joining the team in Vancouver. For both of us, we've been working really hard, not just for the last 4 years, but probably well over a decade to get to this point. We've really been looking forward to 2010 specifically to show up at the Olympics, not just as participants, but as real contenders. And I have to say, for me, going into my third Olympics, I'm pretty excited to go in with high expectations for some top results, and I think we're going to have a lot of fun.
James Southam says when he got the call today, he was excited and also a bit relieved.
I hadn't pre-qualified like Keegan had, so it was kind of a little more uncertainty there. And like she said, we've been training together on the same team since, I think she was 15 or 16 or something, and I don't know, I was probably 19. So we've been working together a long time, and this is sort of coming to be the culmination of a lot of years of hard work. You know, like I told the national team coaches at the end of the last Olympics, you know, this one was experience and the next one's for real. And I think for both of us, we're going in with some high expectations and looking forward to some good things.
Southam says the bulk of the work is done and they're now in the final prep phase.
Really, this week we're training really hard, training quite a lot and training specifically for the events that we're looking at in Vancouver. And then, once this week's over, kind of rest up a little bit, travel down to Canmore and get ready for those World Cups there before we head over to the Games.
Randall says the geographic proximity of the upcoming Olympic competition offers them a unique opportunity.
Vancouver is practically our backyard, so it's been a wonderful chance to stay here in Anchorage, actually, during the winter. It's been fabulous training conditions, and really just sleeping in our own beds and having all the support and the energy that we can feel in the community here has definitely given us what we need to pick up speed as we head into Vancouver.
James Southam will be focused on the 30K pursuit, a combination of skate and classic techniques, and the 50K classic. He says he'll probably also compete in the 15K and the relay. Keegan Randall says her biggest focus will be on the individual classic sprint and the team sprint.
But I look forward to kind of picking up speed with the opening race, the 10K. And if I'm still feeling good, or hit the women's relay, I'm excited about that. And if I'm still feeling good near the end, I'd love to jump in the 30K.
The 2010 team is smaller than in the past because of a new Olympic quota system. Another APU hopeful, Holly Brooks, didn't make the cut. The team will arrive in Vancouver on February 9th for a schedule that includes 12 medal events.